Time now for Adam Azer's All In List on Fantasy Football Today Express. I'm Jamie Eisenberg. That's Adam Azer. We're switching roles today. I get to ask Adam the questions. He gets to give the answers. So, Adam, how many guys are on your All In List?
35.
35. All right. We will get to five of them.
Yeah,
so tell me the quarterback on your all-in list. These are the players that Adam is drafting the most or would like to draft the most this year.
Well, the quarterback, I guess, would be Lamar Jackson, but I never draft him at his ADP because whenever we do drafts, he goes later than his ADP. So I'll take him in round five. But at round four, I'm probably not taking Lamar Jackson. I do think he's going to have an amazing year, though, if you are inclined to take a quarterback early. I'll go with Jared Goff. Jared Goff is not being drafted as a top 12 quarterback, even though he's finished that way on a per game basis two straight seasons. And we love his schedule, Jamie, you know, and we love his weapons. I think the fact that their defense has already taken some hits in terms of injuries to the secondary is great news. Jared Goff with almost exclusively indoor games, not going to face cold weather games, looks really good for him. And he feels safe without massive upside, but why can't he have a Matthew Stafford-like season? Why can't he throw for close to 5,000 yards and over 40 touchdowns or something like that? It's not like he's much worse than Stafford. It's not like his weapons are worse than Stafford. He could potentially do it. I don't think he will, but if you're waiting on quarterback and you're after pick 100 and Jared Goff is there, I think it's a terrific pick.
11 games indoors this season. The second half of the season is absolutely fantastic. Doesn't go outdoors until week 17 in the second half of the season. And that is week 17. So, you know, just great that he'll get you hopefully some quality production. Maybe have to find somebody else in the fantasy championship if you get there. But if you get there with Jared Goff, you should be okay. All right. The running back that's on the all-in list for Adam Azer is
Chase Brown. So Chase Brown is going 13th on CBS, 15th on Fantasy Pros. I think we all think he is worth a first round pick in any league where catches count. Even with his early season struggles, Chase Brown finished 13th per game in non-PPR, 10th per game in half PPR, 8th per game in full PPR. And he had a half a year where he was pretty bad. So that just shows you how good he can be when he is right. So with Joe Burrow last year, Chase Brown averaged 21 points per game. 2 years ago when he became the starter, last eight games of the year, he averaged 20.6 PPR fantasy points per game. That is elite production, worthy of being drafted as a top five pick. I take him toward the back end of round one. I think another quote that stood out, I think it was T. Higgins said he got better every week, Chase Brown. And he did. He seemed to improve as a rusher. And I'm just betting on the Bengals offense. Chase Brown, I'm all in.
How soon in round one will you draft him?
Yeah, that's a really tough one when it compared. So it's going to be no earlier than seventh. You've got the two running backs and the four receivers. I'm still taking McCaffrey. Then it's Taylor, Cook, and Chase Brown. I probably would go with those guys ahead of him, even in full PPR, because they're better, more talented players. So I think that makes him 10th for me, maybe 11th.
Chase Brown is RB4 for me. So it's Gibbs, wow. Bijan, Taylor, Chase Brown. So very excited about him. Like you said, when Joe Burrow is healthy, he is awesome. And his competition for touches right now remains 30-year-old Samaje Perine. All right, how many? Only one running back or two running backs?
One running back, three receivers.
All right, three receivers. So give me one receiver, then we'll take a break and we'll get the final two receivers.
All right, let's stay with the Browns here, but not the Cleveland Browns. We'll go with A.J. Brown. He's going at the 2-3 turn in CBS. A.J. Brown's going 21st on Fantasy Pros. I like him in the middle of round two. He did average 18.6 points per game in his last seven regular season games. That was encouraging to see. I really think the preseason hamstring injury is what held him back. I think actually, oddly enough, he's 29 years old. I think A.J. Brown's going to have the best season of his career. I think he'll get to 18 points per game, which he hasn't done once in his career. New England wasn't very pass heavy in 2025, but one, they are much more pass heavy than the Eagles. And two, they were 14-3 against a cupcake schedule. They're going to have to throw more this year. You don't go out and trade for A.J. Brown without the intention of throwing more. He's got a better offensive coordinator. He's going to be on a better situation because the Eagles have capped out at 26 touchdown passes in the 4 years they had with A.J. Brown. They never gotten more than that. Last year, the Patriots had 31. Drake May could throw 40. It wouldn't surprise me. So everything is set up for him. He's clearly the best player on the team, offensively the best player on the team other than Drake May. Everything is set up for A.J. Brown to have a really good year. I think he's going to be awesome.
Love A.J. Brown. I know you had some concerns about the Rams report or the report that the Rams were not going to trade for him because of the knee injury. That could be long-term. That's not something to worry about, I think, for 2026. Yeah, A.J. Brown, back as being potential top five receiver, but certainly somebody to take in round two. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back with the final players on Adam's must draft list.
My companion for this summer season has been ZBiotics. Let me tell you why. Just headed out to a concert at Pier 17. Houndmouth, what a show. I got home at 3 a.m. and I realized 8 a.m. tee time. What am I going to do? I got a big match. No worries at all. I took ZBiotics the night before, had a few drinks, woke up the next day like nothing happened, got to that course at 7 a.m., warmed up, and won my match. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to break down acetaldehyde, a byproduct of drinking alcohol. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme that is designed to break down this byproduct. Make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and enjoy your next day activities. ZBiotics has sold more than 14 million bottles and earned the trust of thousands, including us. Try for yourself today, and if you are unsatisfied, they will refund your entire order, no questions asked. Head to ZBiotics.com/FFT. Code FFT for 15% off your first order.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Today Express. Adam's got two more receivers he's going to tell us about. So we got A.J. Brown as one of your three receivers. Who are the other two?
So Ladd McConkey, you'll get his CBS ADP here. It's 45th overall and 46th on Fantasy Pros. I think this is a great round four pick. I was a little nervous about McConkey when I thought he was going to be a round three pick, but it looks like he's a round four pick because he's coming off a really disappointing year. But you could say that for the entire Chargers offense, basically, and everything will change. They're going to have, we think, two healthy tackles, arguably the best tackle tandem in football, a much better offensive coordinator. And I just think he's so much better than the other receivers on the team. Plus, they lost Keenan Allen, who led the team in targets. And this is one where I'm going to respect the guests that we've had on our show. We had Ryan Heath on a couple months ago, and he thought that he could be, that McConkey could be this year's JSN. We had John Daigle on a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him a player that he loves this year, and he talked about Ladd McConkey. Everybody thinks this offense is going to be better for him. You know, they talk a lot about Yak on this offense, quick passes and guys who can do something after the catch. And they've mentioned that Quentin Johnston should be that guy, but I think Ladd McConkey is going to be much better at that than Quentin Johnston. In round four, it's a really easy pick for me, Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, I love this call. I think our guests have been great on it. It's just, you saw the rookie year performance from him, the end of his rookie year performance. You know I'm all in on the Chargers as well. I think Justin Herbert has a huge season also, so this is going to be the guy. We still have Quentin Johnston, maybe Trey Harris, the two tight ends competing. Like, this guy is locked in. And you know, don't expect like Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. They're different type of players. The reason I bring those names up is because of Mike McDaniel. But I think, again, if you're talking the floor could be 15 PPR points. I know he was much worse last year, but, you know, throw last year out. Rookie year, 15 PPR points. I think this guy can get to the 17, 18 point per game mark. I think it's a great call and love taking him around for also. All right, your last wide receiver here, and this is the last player on your list, right?
Yeah, last guy. And I think it's some of the best value if it stays this way. Round six, 66th. On CBS, 64th on Fantasy Pros, Mike Evans. I would take him in round five. I don't really see what's so different about him and a guy like Devontae Adams. I understand Evans had a bad year last year, and Adams was wide receiver 9 per game. I think he's going to bounce back in a big way. Just read a practice report that he dominated practice. Like, he's finally back, and maybe the fact that he's back will boost Mike Evans' ADP. But again, I'm fine with him in round five. Look, it's another really good offense. Brock Purdy throws a lot of touchdowns. You can count on at least 30 touchdown passes a year from San Francisco. And you just look at the options here. Mike Evans has been injured, but so has everyone else. Ricky Pearsall's out for the year. I think he's going to lead the team in targets. That's a really good thing on San Francisco, as long as he stays healthy, of course, Mike Evans. And I get there are risks, but when you get into late round five or round six, tell me who's safe. Tell me who's not risky here. This is the high upside swing that you need to take, because I just think it's going to come down to touchdowns. Who led the 49ers in end zone targets each of the last 2 years? Jawan Jennings. They are begging for a big bodied receiver to throw to in the end zone. It is Mike Evans. I think he could catch 10. I think he could smash his ADP and be one of the steals in fantasy.
6 years in his career with 1,000 yards and 10 plus touchdowns. I think this could be number seven. Like you said, Jawan Jennings, 9 touchdowns last season. Evans, at this point in his career, as long as he stays healthy, should smash Jawan Jennings from a talent standpoint. So love the call. And I'm guessing if you had your perfect draft, let's say it's probably like pick 9 or 10, you start Chase Brown, you get AJ Brown round 2, you maybe reach for Ladd McConkey round three, but you don't have to get somebody else in round three. Devontae Smith in round three. I know that's another guy you like. Yeah. So let's say you go Chase Brown, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, get a running back in round five. Let's say it's Scataboo in round five. Maybe Judkins round five. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the ADP.
Yeah, it might have to be Bucky Irving.
Bucky Irving round five. That's fine.
Honestly, it might be a quarter.
Listen, this is your perfect draft. So let's just say, you know, I don't know, Saquon Barkley falls around five. but you get a running back in round five, and then round six, you get Mike Evans, and you wait. You get Jared Goff, the quarterback. This sounds like a perfect Adam Azer draft. Adam Azer's all-in list. Just to recap, Jared Goff, Chase Brown, AJ Brown, Ladd McConkey, Mike Evans.
Yes, love sir. It. Yes, thank you. Appreciate your support.
Great job, Adam. For Adam Azer, I'm Jamie Eisenberg. Thanks for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Takes. Bye.
Paramount Podcasts.